This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
The Bill of Rights guarantees everyone the right to be heard. Thankfully, it says nothing about their being taken seriously or making much sense.
First of all, you take one deep breath of air, and then you go 100 miles an hour. You know, and you have to, it is...
Such precepts are at the heart of sports talk radio, a format that seems to value insult over insight.
This is a business of actors and actresses.
Showmanship is a good word. I think you have to find a person that likes being on the stage.
We don't have scripts, but we all come to work acting parts.
If you do everything perfect, then people can identify with you. If you mess up, then they can say, well, I can do that too.
One thing we've learned is
guys like gossip. They'll never admit it, but their ears to the wall.
You had to take your top off, right?
I had to get naked.
Totally?
Totally.
Totally nude out.
Just speak from that thing inside you, that thing inside all men, which makes a man a man.
The dumbstick?
Exactly.
How well does this format do?
When the hardline
masters of hardness
take control.
It does great.
Does it really?
Yes, it does. In a way, I'm sad to report. It really is guy stuff, and it becomes bottom feeding at a certain point, and it makes someone like me crabby.
I mean, I don't listen to your show. I don't care what the tickets are. I could care less about sports talk radio, dude. I don't want to hear that stuff.
Now, granted, radio people, sometimes that's why they're in radio. They can be very shy. We have had a guy in Dallas, Mike Reiner, part of the Hardline, and he's not a person you would want to invite to a cocktail party.
It's not Algonquinian conversation we're dealing with here.
They never allow room for others. There's never this inclusiveness. There's always more of an exclusive, judgmental, harsh, brittle approach.
Rulers of rigidity.
Gather around, gather around!
We are approaching midnight here in the Garden of Good and Evil.